one entrance into the city. In other words, there's like a wall going all around the city. So even though there's a main street going straight through the city, but on the other side it's a dead end, you can't go through. So the kid said there's only one entrance to the city. So such a case does not have a din Rishus Rabin, because the Rishus Rabin has to be a path you can walk straight through on both sides, like it was in the Digle Midbar. So since this city does not have a Shem Rishus Rabin to it, therefore Marvin is cooler. Therefore, even though you do have 600,000 people living in the city, still you're allowed to make one Erev around the whole city. Because the story we had before, why you should not be able to, is we don't want people to forget about the Loch of Rishus Rabin. They'll think that this city is Rishus Rabin, and still you're carrying. They'll think there's no Isser. So that's only where there are two entrances to the city, that the Rishus Rabin goes straight through the city. So there, if Mamish looks like a Rishus Rabin, so if people see you carrying inside, they'll think you're allowed to carry through Rishus Rabin. Vashenkin over here, where the other side of the Rishus Rabin comes to a dead end, you cannot go through, so Bechlalit does not look like Rishus Rabin here. So if people see you carrying, even though you're carrying throughout the whole city, people will not come to be makel to say, like in another city where there is a Rishus Rabin, you are allowed to carry on Shabbos. Because people know the reason why you're carrying here, because here it's not a Rishus Rabin. So therefore, if it's a dead end to one side of the main street, it's not a Rishus Rabin, and you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. Right. The Morman Tano to Mi'ava Rishus Rabin. Now we're going to explain the Braisa. Who is the Tano that holds, even though there is a Rishus Rabin going through, still you're allowed to make an Erev and carry into the Rishus Rabin? Omer Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Rav Yehudihi. His Braisa goes according to Rav Yehuda. That's his Shita. The Tanya we learned. Yes, there are Kainam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says even a bigger Chiddush. That what? If somebody owns two houses on the two opposite sides of the Rishus Rabin, like you have Beverly, and on one side of the street and the other side of Beverly, you own the two houses, and you want to be able to carry straight across from one house to another house across the Rishus Rabin. Is what's the Yetzah? All you have to do is just put a beam up on one side of your house, and on the beam on the other side of your house. Or else the beam going straight across on one side of the house from one side to the other side, and then on the other side of the house, straight across to Rishus Rabin. So all you have to have is just two kurvas or two lechis. That's the Yehudi Shita. And then, you're allowed to carry straight across to Rishus Rabin from one house to another house. Omruloi, on this Rabbanim answered back and said to Yehuda, Ein mi'arvin Rishus Rabin mekach. You should know, you're not allowed to make such an area through Rishus Rabin. Because we hold, like we said, according to Rabbonin, you have to have three mechitzes. So yeah, since the Rabbim walk through, they break the mechitzes, and it still has a Shem Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, you now have a carry from one house to another house through the Rishus Rabbim. You can't make an Erev through a Rishus Rabbim. That's the Rabbonin sheet, and that's where we hold Lahalocha. Omamar, before the Braisa said, we learned before, V'ein ma'arvin oisel ha-chatzoyim. It's even in the city that's the Shal Yochid, that does not have 600,000 people living there, we say then, you're allowed to make one Erev around the whole city. But you're not allowed to make it L'chatzoyin. You're not allowed to divide the city up in half and say, one side makes one Erev, and the other side makes another Erev, and let there be two Erevs to the city, that's no good, that's awesome. Yeah. Omer Rav Papa, Zok Rav Papa, Lo Yomru, when do we say it's also, you can't make the city two separate Erevs? Only if you want to divide the city down the middle in the lengthwise. In other words, let's take like the two sides of the Gemara. You have the open Gemara here. You have the Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, the two sides of the Gemara. Now this one big city. Now there are two ways you could divide up this city. You could divide up the city by drawing a line straight across the middle of one daf, straight across to the middle of the other daf, and divide the city up in here. Say the top portion of the city, both sides of the Amid, should make its own Erev, and the bottom portion of both Amids should make its own Erev. Now, even though there's a Rishus Rabin walking straight through in the middle, so we say on the top of the Rishus Rabin, those people make their Erev together, and the bottom people living on the bottom of the Rishus Rabin will make their Erev separately. That's awesome. That's no good. When you're doing the Orka and the Svari is, even though each one makes their own Erev, but since they walk down and meet together in the Rishus Rabim, it's like this people come and ask around the other people. They don't like live separately. They have to meet together because they use the same Rishus Rabbim to go out of the city. Avo l'rochba. Let's say you want to divide the city up in the rochba, in the width of the city. Which, let's say you have the Gemara open. You want to use one omid, one side of the city, the right side of the city, like omid beis, or the right side of the city wants to make an eruv by itself. And then the left side of the city, omid aleph, wants to make its eruv by itself. So even though there's a Rishus Rabbim going straight smack in the middle, from one omid straight across to the other omid, really here it's horizontally going straight across the Rishus Rabbim, still we could look as each section uses its own Rishus Rabbim. There are the people on the first omid here, they will only use their portion of the city. How would they go out of the city? On the right side will use the right exit, and the people on the left side will use the left exit. So they don't have to intermix one and the other, therefore they do not ask for one and the other, and then you could make it the chatzoyin. That's the halacha of Papa says. It's only us if they want to divide the city the lengthwise. Then we set out the top people of the Rishus HaRabim and the bottom people of the Rishus HaRabim. So since they both have to use the same Rishus HaRabim, there it's also. Avol Rochba, if you want to divide the city up widthwise and say the right side of the city uses the right exit, and the left side uses the left exit, then Marvin. Then you could make an Erev separately. Zakrashi. Elo Liorko. Derech Ayoros Lios Pischei Pilushim Pilushayhem Liorkon. Usually the Rishus Rabbim walk straight through the city. Rishus Rabbim Averos in Pesach LePesach. From one entrance to the other entrance of the city, the main road goes straight through. The Chalukal Orkan, it divides up the city, the lengthwise of the city is divided up, like the top part of the Rishus HaRabim and the bottom part of the Rishus HaRabim. Hilkach, Ein B'nei Aver Halaz, Rishoyin L'Arav Levadin, the top side can't make the Arav themselves, or B'nei Aver Halaz Levadin, and the bottom side make the Arav themselves. Mishum Dahani V'Hani Darsei B'ach Rishus HaRabim, because both of them use the same Rishus HaRabim. V'yoytzim V'nechnosim Derech Psochim, L'Kan U'L'Kan. Since they both use the same Rishus Rabbim, it's considered like they're both walking into the other section, and one section acts on the other section. All the people living on the right side of the city makes an eruv together and will use the right exit of the city. And all the people living on the left side of the city will make an eruv together and use the left exit of the city. And then Marvin, they can make up that we won't walk one into the other. And they won't walk straight across. Each one will take the right side, will take the right exit, and the left side will take the left exit. So since we can look as if they're two separate people, sections, and they're not going to walk one into the other, they do not ask us there and there, and that will be mutim. Then it's mutim to make the Erev in the city lechatzoyim, to make each half of the city its own Erev. He is Zokti Gemara Kaman, according to this Svar of Papa, who does the Mishnah go like? Deloy Rebbe Kiva, does not go according to Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva, because if we're going to go now, even according to Rebbe Kiva, Ha'omar Rebbe Kiva says, Regel ha'moteres b'mkoyma. People that are allowed to carry out in their own place. Like you have one chotzer that made an eruv chatzeres. So all the people in this chotzer are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Still Rebbe Kiva holds, Oiseres afilu shloi b'mkoyma. Shloi b'mkoyma. They ask her if they have to walk through another chotzer. They ask her on the people of that chotzer. Like we'll soon see the case. In the case we have two chatzeres, one inside the other. In other words, there is a Rishus HaRabim, and then there's one chotzer opening up to the Rishus HaRabim, and then there's an inner chotzer, the inside chotzer. Now those people, how do they get out to the Rishus HaRabim? They have to walk through the outer chotzer. The Rabbi Kiva holds, even though the people in the inner chotzer made an eruv to themselves, and the people in the outer chotzer made an eruv to themselves, still, when the people from the inner chotzer walk outside through the outer chotzer, they aser on the people living in the outer chotzer, that the people there are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. It's just the same thing. Let's say you have five people living in a house, and four of them making a eruv chatzeres together, and the fifth person did not, if the fifth person has the right to walk in the backyard, he asks on all the other ones they can't carry out from their house into the backyard. Here also, even though all the people in the chotzer, the outside one, made an erev together, but since the people in the inside chotzer did not make an erev with the outside people, and they have a right to walk through the outer chotzer to get to the Rishas Rabin, they give a hold of the aser on the outer chotzer. Because even though the inner chotzer people are allowed to carry out from their house into their chotzer, it's called a regel hamoteres bimkoimo, in their place they are allowed to carry out, still when they walk through the outer chotzer, the aser on the outer chotzer. So here also, the Chura, according to Rabbi Kiva, now Mishnah, according to Rabbi Popo, it should have been usher even for the city to make two Erevs, even the Rochpo. What do you want to say? The people on the right side will use the right exit, and the people on the left side will use the left exit. So blinds, both people have a regular Amateras from Koimo, because they each have their own Erev. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Lamaisi, you can't really stop the people from walking through the Rishas Rabbim. Lamaisi, the people will still walk from the right side to the left side, or from the left side to the right side. So even though they have a right to carry out in their own house, in their own side, but when they walk through the other side, they should ask on the other people not to carry out. So how does Rabbi Popa say, L'roch boy, you're allowed to make two separate Erevs, the Chura does not come out according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara name, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Kiva. Afilu, you want to say, Rabbi Popa goes even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. I'll tell you like this. Ad kamloi kam Rabbi Kiva hosom ele b'shtei chateres. When did Rabbi Kiva say that the people asher on the other people? That's when you have two chateres, two courtyards. Zu lefnim mizu. One is inside the other one. The pnimius lesle pischach rinim. Now the people living in the inner chater, when they want to walk outside, there's only one way for them to get outside. They have to walk through the outer chater. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, since these people have to walk through the outer chotzer, they ask her, they make it also for the people living in the outer chotzer to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because you blood like a regal, walking through, and you do not make an eruv chaseres with them, so therefore you ask her on them. Ah, volhocho mashenkin in our case here, but we're talking about, we have this city, and you're dividing it straight down in the middle, it will say this svara hani nafka b'hai pischa, will tell the people living on the right side of the city, you just use the right exit of the city, Vahani Nafki Vahai Pischam. And the people living on the left side of the city, you use the left entrance to the city. Therefore the people do not have to mix from one side to the other side. Therefore they do not answer, and it's good Rav Papa that they're allowed to make the area of two separate areas. If you have a right side and a left side to the city, and each one has its own exit to this from the city, or entrance to the city, each one uses their entrance, and they do not crisscross into the other side. Therefore, they do not ask the one on the other. And the Kiva is only talking about when the inner chotzer, in order for them to go outside, they have to walk through the outer chotzer. That's when they ask. So the Gemara Ika the Amri, someone is saying just the opposite. Omer Rav Popo, Loi Teim Alor Kohu, Loi Marvin. Don't say your svara that only when you want to split it straight across. You want to make the top of the Rishus Rabbim and the bottom of the Rishus Rabbim two separate areas. That's when you say it's no good. Why? Because both of them have to use the same Rishus Rabbim, so they crisscross there. Avol the Rochpo, Marvin, but you wanted to say if they make the Erev, the width wide, you divide the right side of the city and the left side of the city, then it is good. So the Gemara name, Elo Afilu the Rochpo, even if you want to divide the city up in half, they're straight down, and make the right side and left side and the left side two separate areas, even that is no good. Nami loy marvin, also it is no good. Now, who says this svara? Why should that not be good? So the Gemara Lechura command Rabbi Kiva. This goes only according to Rabbi Kiva. That says what? That even though each chotzer has its own erev, but since they walk through one, the inside chotzer walks through the outer chotzer, they answer on the outer chotzer. Here also, even though you have two sides of the city, the right side and the left side, but since Lamaitza, they're allowed to walk straight across, they ask the one on the other. So therefore, even if you want to divide the city up in half L'Rochpo, and make the right side one Erev, and the left side the other side, they still ask the one on the other. So the Chura, that's good according to Rabbi Kiva. But the Chura, according to the Rabbonin Shita is, that since the inner Chotzer made their own Erev, and they're allowed to carry in their Chotzer, they do not ask the when they walk out to the outer Chotzer. That's called the regel hamoteres b'mkoimo. Since you have a place where you are allowed to carry out, where you do not ask them when you walk through the outer chotzer. See here also, since the right side of the city is mutter, they have their own erev, and they have their own exit to the right side. So why should we say they should walk through the left side and ask on the left people? According to the Rabbonim, they do not ask her. This is only a svara according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, no. Afilu tema Rabbonim. Even if you want to say our din goes good according to the Rabbonim. That again, ad kan loy kamri Rabbonim. When do the Rabbonim say that if you have these two chatzeris, one inside the other, that the people on the inside do not ask her on the people on the outside, since it's called the regal hamoteris, that they have their own area of inside, the Rabbanon only said that then when you have two chateres, two courtyards, zulif nemizu, one inside the other one, the panimi is the inner side, the inner chater. Now they made it, they moved the chateres together, they themselves, that they're allowed to carry from their house out into the chater. So Rabbanon svarias, we tell them, achto ledosha, like close your door, do not walk out to the Rishus Rabbim this Shabbos, do not walk through the outer chotzer, but just stay put inside your chotzer. Only carry from your chotzer into your house, that's where you should go. So therefore, we tell the inner chotzer, stay put, do not walk through the outer chotzer. Therefore, the Rabbanan say the inner chotzer is mutter to themselves, and the outer chotzer are mutter by themselves to carry outside their houses into the chotzer. That's good by two chotzeres. Abul Hochum, Ashenkin, here we're talking about you have the city, and you want to divide the city up in half, and make the right side and the left side of the city. So Gemara, Mi Motzi Misalki Rishus Rabim Mihocha? Could you tell the Rishus Rabim don't walk through the city? Like the people on the right side, even though there is the Rishus Rabim going straight across the city, from one side of the city to the other side of the city. Now even if you're dividing up the right side by itself, but you can't tell the people on the right side do not use the Rishus Rabim to walk straight through the city. The Maisa people do walk through the main path straight across the city. So since you're always having people walking through the Rishus Rabim, therefore even here the Rabbonim Amoido, that the people from the right side ask for the people on the left side, and the people on the left side make it also for the people on the right side to carry out of their chotzer. Even though each one should have had an error by themselves, but since Lamaisa, they're walking crisscross one into the other, that's called a regal that asks on the other chotzer, on the other side. Only if by Shnei Chatzerim that belong to Yechidim, we could tell the Yechidim on the inside, stay put, don't walk out. But to a Rabbim, we can't tell them not to walk out. Therefore, this din comes out good even according to the Rabbonim. Yeah. Like Rashi says here, the Pnimi is Achto L'Doshu Mishtamish. The Rabbonin Svar is, we tell the inner people, stay put. Techiv on the Materas Bim Kaima, since you're allowed to carry out where you are, we like force you not to walk into the other part, into the other Chotzer. Shlo Yehei Lo Hayyem Drisus Aregel Al Lechitzoyna, El Tiskor Delash Ribneim, close the door in between you, V'Tishtamish Bim Kaima, and only use your place. Avol Hocho, Hare Rishus Rabim Shalelu, Vishalelu Echadu. Really, it's one Rishus Rabim going straight across the city. Shein Bo Chilik Biem Saorkoi. There's no Chilik. There's no separation between Rishus Rabim. Ule Remesh Shal Mechitza. There's no Mechitza in between Leima. Like Tiacha Dosha, close your doors. But the Shtamish Eskula, stay where you are in Koimoi. Vechim Mosta Salakanim Hani. How can you tell these people not to walk through the Rishus Rabim? Since there's no borderline there, there's no mechitza there, we can't tell you not to walk through the city. Therefore, here the Rabbonim are also made that one side walks through the other side, and they ask around the other side. So the Gemara Amar, Oy Kula Oy Movi. If you have a city that belonged to a Yochid, that you did not have 600,000 people living there, you're allowed to make an area of all around the city, or else each Movi by itself. For the Gemara, the lashon is omamar oy kulo oy movi movi b'fnayatzmo. Or else each alleyway you can make an error by itself. For the Gemara, ma'ish no lechatzoyin deloy diasri ahadodi. How come you say you cannot divide the city up into two and make two separate errors? Because you say one side asks on the other side movi movi nami asri adodin. If you make like 10 separate errors. Each movi, each street makes its own separate eruv. About Kopon, the people from this street have a right to walk down the next street. And they did not make an eruv one to the other. So these people should ask around the other people. Just like you're saying, we divide the city in half the right side and the left side. Since the right side walks through the left side, the yasser, when you make each street its own eruv also, the people on this street, they're allowed to walk into the next street. So they should ask the one on the other. So why are you telling me each mavi by itself is mutter? And for the Gemara, Hocha b'mayaskinen going to yovetaka. We're telling me now in front of each street you made like a little mechitza. You made a little pesach there. So Rashi, the yovetaka, pesach nomuch b'roish kol mavi. You made like a little entrance there, a little mechitza there at the beginning of each street. So that's called the gole yadaita, the istaluke kol chad michavri. You like showed us that you have in mind not to walk from one street to the next street, since you put a little pesach at the beginning of the street. So therefore it's mutter. So the more v'chiho the Omar Rav Idi Baravin, just like Rav Idi Baravin said, Omar Rav Chizda, the name of Rav Chizda, Echod mevnei movui sh'osei daka lepiskoi. If one of the people living in the movui, one of the chatzerim forgot to make an erubi chatzeris. So poshid, even though the rest of the people did make a shtufi mevois, they asked us, since they have a right to walk out into the movui, they make it also for all the people in the movui to carry out from their houses into the chotzer, into the movui. But what about if this person has forgot, made a daka lepiskoi? He made a little mechitza in front of his pesach, in front of his entrance into the movui. Is Alocha Eino Oisa Avnei Movi. He does not answer on the people living in the Movi. So you see, if you make a little hecker, a little sign to show us that you do not plan to walk through here on Shabbos, then it's Mutu. You do not answer on the other people. So if you made a little Pesach, a little Mechitza, in the front of your Movi, and you do not, in front of the entrance to the Movi, you do not answer on the Avnei Movi. Suad in Bayas also. If every Movi made a little pesach in front of the movi to show us they did not plan to go from one street to another street, you're allowed to make each movi an error by themselves. Salti Gemara, Hoysa Sharabim Varehi Sharabim. Mishnah says what? If you have a city of 600,000 people and it still is, you're not allowed to make an error all around the city. And you have to leave over a small section to show us that there's still an issur to carry out on Shabbos. Salti Gemara, Maisa. Revi Zeiro Orvo Lamosa Devei Bechia. He was the Masad of the Erev. He left them make an Erev all around the city where the Dvei Rav Chiya used to live. And he did not leave over any part of the city not included in the Erev. Every part of the city was included. Is Omalei Abaye? Abaye asked the Kasha to Rav Zeira, my time over with Marhochi. How come you did like this? Abaye says, held that this city is a city Sharabin, that the din is you're not allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So how come you did it? Omalei, so Rav Zeira answered back that Omalei Sabadi Dor, the old people in this city told me, Amrili told me, that Rav Chiya Barasi Marav Kula, that Rav Chiya Barav, like I said, he was the Rav there before Rav Zeira, he put an Erev around the whole city. So since he did it, V'yamina, I thought from this, that Pshat is, that Shema Mina Ir Sho Yochid, V'nasa Sho Rabini, that even though right now I see there are 600,000 people living here, but Metchila, this city, like belonged to a Yochid, did not have 600,000 people. And that's the din we had before. If at the beginning the city was not 600,000 people, even though later on there came in 600,000 people, still you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So that's why Rav Zeira made this Erev all around the city, because he heard that Rav Chiya did it also. So he figured that the Pshat was, the city originally was like a Yochid, did not have that many people. Therefore it's mutter to do it now also. Abu Omalei, Abai answered him back, no. Lididi Omrali Hani Sabi. The old people in this city told me like this. That Ahi Ashpo Hevi Lo Michad Gisam. That really this city was 600,000 people at the beginning. Really it was an Ir Sharabim. Abizoi, why did the Vei Rav Chiya put an Erev all around the city? I tell you, the Pshat was that the city was not more foolish at that time. The main street did not go straight through the city to have an exit at the other side of the city. At the other side of the city, the Lashon is, Hahi Ashba Hevi Lo Michad Gisa. At the other side of the city, there was like a junkyard there. There was an Ashba there that blocked the road. So it was like a Movi, was Einim a foolish. You could not go straight through the Shus Rabim. So that was the top of the Gemara we had, that V'ein Lo LePesach Echad Marvin Es Kulom. Since it only has one entrance into the city, the other road, the road going straight through the city comes to a dead end. It does not look like Rishus Rabim. So since it does not look like Rishus Rabim, that's why you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So Abaye said, this is the Pshat. That's why Rav Chiya made the Erev all around the city. Because at the beginning, this city was a dead end. Therefore, it didn't have a shame Rishus Rabim. But now that they cleaned away the junkyard there, now there is a road that goes straight through the city from one side to the other side. So therefore, it looks like Rishus Rab in the city. And since there are 600,000 people living here and always lived here, it's also to make an Erev all around the city. So that was a bias kasha to Reb Zeira. It's also to make the Erev all around the city. Or Malay, Reb Zeira answered back, Labadatoy, Enechnami, I did not realize this. It's good you told me. I did not know this information that at the beginning this city was made up of 600,000 people. And the reason why Reb Chiya made the Erev all around the city was because he held, because at that time there was an ashpa that blocked the entrance to one side of the city, so it didn't look like Rishus Rabin. So he said, Lava da toya, I did not realize it, and Echnami, now he was Chayzer. So the Gemara, Boi minei Rav Ami bar Ado hafnoi me Rabba. It's Rav Ami bar Ado hafnoi, asked the Shalat from Rabba. Sula mikan or Pesach mikan mal. What's the locha? We have this city, and let's say a rabbim lives in there, but one side has an entrance into the city, and now the street that goes straight through the city, the Rishus Rabbim, comes to a dead end on the other side. There's a kaisel, there's a wall there, but on this wall there's a sulam, there's a ladder, so that you could like walk over the wall. You have a ladder on this side that you could walk over the wall. What din does it have? As when you have a mechitza that has a ladder to it, do we look as if it's a Pesach? You can walk through it because you have a ladder, you can walk over it. Or do we say, no, since Lamaitza, there's a mechitza that stopped you from going through without the ladder, it's not called a mefulish, and it's not called a Rishus Rabin. That was a shayla. What's the lock of a wall with a ladder? Omaleh, he answered back, Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav holds, that Sulam, whenever you have a ladder, Teres Pesach Olof, it gives it a shame Pesach. It's mevatel the shem mechitz. It's not called it's a mechitza. Since you can walk over the ladder, over the wall, it's called like a Pesach. And therefore here, where the city was made up of 600,000 people, it will be also to make the Erev all around the city. He answered back, Omalei, Hochi Amarav, Sulam Teres Pesach, Olav. It has a shem Pesach to it. So therefore it's also. Omalu Rav Nachman answered back, Le Tetzi Sulei, don't listen to him. But Hochi Yomer Ravad Omer Rav. This is what Ravad said over in the name of Rav. That Sulam Alarishno Teras Pesacholov the Teras Mechitzolov. It has both dinim to it. And we go both ways Lakula. Certain times it's called like a Mechitza. The Maitre, there is a Mechitza there. If you want to make up a Rishus HaYochid, even though you have ladders to walk over it, still it's called Rishus HaYochid. You have four walls there. But who are it also has a Shem Pesach Lakula. Mashal now a case here. So what? Teres mechitza lov k'diyamoran. We go l'kula by our case to say it's called the mechitza there. So Lamai says, since the Rishus Rabin is not foolish, does not go straight through the city, it's not, doesn't look like Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you are allowed to make an Erev all around the city. As l'kula, we say, it has a shame mechitza. What's the din of teres pesach lov? When do we say it's considered like a pesach, you can walk through it? That's besulam shebein shtecha teres. I tell you, you have two chateres, one next to another. Now the locker is, Rotsu Echud Marif, Rotsu Shnayim Miarvin. If they want to, they can make an Erev separately. And if they want to, they can make an Erev Chatzeres together. Now the locker is, two Chatzeres, two courtyards, can only make an Erev together in Erev Chatzeres if there's a Pesach, if there's a way they could walk through one Chatzer into the other Chatzer. Now here we're talking about, there's a wall straight across that divides up these two Chatzerim. So you can't walk from one to the other. So why is it mutter to make one Erev together? Because since you have a sulam, you have a ladder there, so here we go the kula, and we look as if it's a Pesach, as if you could walk from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Therefore, if you want to, you can make one Eruv Chatzeres for both of them together. You go the kula both ways. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Nachman Hochi, the true Rav Nachman said like this, from Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Yeah, alright, we'll leave this for tomorrow. Yeah, the last Gemara that nun test on the base in the bottom. The last Gemara. The shaila was, if you have a sulam, if you have a ladder going up a wall, you have a wall there, mechitza, but you have a ladder, you can climb up the wall. What din does it have? Does it have a din Pesach, since you can walk over the wall, or is it called a mechitza? So Gemara said that Rav Nachman said, Omel Rav Nachman Tzitzulei, Hochi Yom Rav Ada Om Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach Olav, Teres Mechitza Olav. A ladder has both dinim, and you go lukula both ways. Certain times we consider it like a Pesach, and certain times we consider it like a mechitza. What does that mean? Teres mechitza lov k'diyamoran. It has a shem mechitza like we just got finished saying. In the case here, we have this city, the Ir Shel Rabin, that if the Rishus Rabin, the main street, would go straight through it, you would not be able to make the Erev all around the city. But if it only is a dead end on one side, you only come in one side, and you can't go through the other side, there's a mechitza there, that blocks you from going through, that then you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. Now, as Shiloh was, even though you have a ladder on the other side that the people could climb over the wall, still it's called a mechitza. And you go Lakula to say that in this city it's not called the Rishus Rabin because it's not mefulish, you cannot walk straight through. On the other side, the main street comes to a dead end, even though there's a ladder there, still it's considered a dead end street. That's called Teres Mechitza Lof, Kediyamorin. We ask Lakula that in this whole city now you can make an Erev around the whole city. Teres Pesach Lof. When do we say if you have a ladder that you can climb over the wall, you go Lakula to say it's called a Pesach, as if to say we can walk through the wall? That's talking about the Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. We're talking about a Sulam that's in between two different Chatzeres. That Rotsu Echot Mariv, Rotsu Shnayim Marvin. If each Chatzer wants to make their own Eruv Chatzeres, they could do it. And we consider then there's a mechitza in between them, so each one can make it separately. If they want to, though, they can make the Erev together. Now, the halacha is, if you have two chatzers, one backyard here, they can only make an Erev together if there's a Pesach to walk from one to the other. Now, here there's a wall straight across. So why do we say they can make an Erev one to the other? Because since they have a ladder, the ladder is considered that they could walk over the wall, it's considered like a Pesach. So you go Lakula. If you want to, when you have a ladder by the wall, that gives it a shame Pesach, and you can make an Eruv HaChatzeres, both Chatzers together. So you go Lakula both ways. Fredig Mar Akasha now. Well, mi yom Rav Nachman Hochi, the truth that Rav Nachman said like this, that a Sulam, a ladder, has both dinim to it, sometimes it's called a Pesach. Sometimes it's called the mechitza. You go to kulam. V'omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Anshei chotzer v'yanshei marafeses. Marafeses means like a balcony. The chotzer means people living in the backyard itself. You have houses opening up into a backyard. That's called the chotzer. Now, next to the chotzer, there's another building that has an elevated second story. That there are balconies sticking out of the second story. And how do people go from the second story? They walk onto the balcony, and then they walk down a ladder to come into the chotzer. So the ma'aseh have the people living in the balcony walking down the ladder, coming into the chotzer. Now, anshei chotzer, the people living in the chotzer itself, the yanshim rafeses, and the people living in the balcony, sheshechachum.